afternoon. This is Radio 1. I've got some Kooks and that Nas record and the new Take That coming soon. That was Arctic Monkeys and Royksopp.
This is Radio 1.
All right, nearly home time on Monday. It's all good. 20 to 5. Let's do some revenge. Hi, Natasha.
Hi.
Now, I've got your email.
Yep.
You met a bloke in a club, yes?
That's right, yep.
And you started seeing him.
Yep.
Tell me the rest.
Well, he was very chatty, and he was in touch a lot by text message, and we spoke on the phone. We met up a few times, despite there being a bit of geographical distance between us. He made the effort to come up and see me where I live, and we had what I thought was a very nice weekend together.
Right, so you spent one weekend with him, a nice weekend?
Yeah, we'd gone on a couple of dates, and then we spent a weekend together.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, a few weeks passed, did they?
Yeah, a few weeks passed.
And then he randomly made contact with you?
Yes, he emailed me.
In a strange way?
Well, he emailed me being quite chatty and but apologised for not being in touch. So I sort of, rather than just engage in some random banter with him, decided that I would sort of probe why he hadn't been in touch.
Okay.
And that was the strange response I got.
A poem?
A poem, yes.
Yeah. Now, I've got the poem here.
Yeah.
Would it be okay for us to, read it out?
Yep, that's fine. No
okay.
problem.
So, after a few weeks of no contact, this is the poem that Natasha got sent to her email from the bloke, all right?
The super mega brill sing star is you, but living afar is pretty beep poo-poo. The fun times we had, the songs we sang, cocktails and ice cream, lasagna and curry. Time went by in such a hurry. I do miss the political rants, the something jibes and the love of sparkly lights. I even thought your cats were nice. Alas, I have promised another that I would canoodle with no other.
So, Natasha, he's dumped you with probably the worst poem I've ever heard.
Yes. That's the worst poem anyone's ever heard.
It doesn't really scan in places or rhyme, which is what poems should do.
It's just completely ridiculous and so inappropriate in terms of he's telling me that he's got an actual girlfriend that he's been cheating on me with.
Did you ever
have... the message he chose, the way he chose to tell me.
Never mind that, I'm more intrigued. Did you have a curry with him, or did he just use that line so it rhymed with hurry?
We did have a curry.
Oh, did you? Right, okay.
So, he was using the medium of poetry to tell you that you're dumped?
Yes, yes.
Can you tell me, how old is he?
He's 26.
So he had a girlfriend and was stringing you along and sent you a poem to dump you, explaining, yeah. And I quote, "Alas, I have promised another that I would canoodle with no other."
That's right.
I yeah. like how he rhymed another with other.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
that's my favourite bit, yeah.
So what are you thinking now, then?
I'm obviously thinking that I want to publicly humiliate him in this horrible fashion.
Why did he randomly list the food that you ate together?
I know, it's just horrible fake sentimentality, and it's just, if a girl did that, she would be just seen as the biggest bunny boiler, but somehow he thinks it's acceptable.
Now, you're all up for getting a bit of revenge on him, aren't you, Natasha?
Well, clearly, yeah.
Yeah. So, what we've done is we've taken the time and trouble out of our busy schedule to write you a poem.
Thank you very much.
To him, which is equally good.
I think you're doing yourself a disservice there, to be honest.
What I thought we could do is, like, we could call him. Remember that dial a carol service that you could do just before Christmas, where you can ring up and they'll just give you any carol down the phone? Well, maybe we could do, like, a poem service. So we could call him, saying that we're from some, like, 24-hour poem hotline, and he's been nominated to have one.
And then read the poem to him.
What do you think about that, Natasha?
That sounds great.
It's a bit like when we had Orson doing the singing telegrams.
Oh, yeah.
I ran over your cat. Or whatever.
Yes.
Right, let's give him a call then, see what happens.
Hello?
Hello, is that John?
Yeah, speaking.
John, my name's Wolfgang from Poetry Direct, and today you have been selected to receive a free poem.
Right.
Okay, now don't worry, I'm not trying to sell you anything. It's just a free poem. All you've got to do is sit down and listen. Okay?
Okay.
If music be the food of love, play on with all the kisses. But now I guess the music's over and you've run back to your missus. Cos you had a girlfriend all along, which you forgot to ever tell. You strung me on just like a fool, while you cheated on her as well. And you think you're a poet? Well, wouldn't you just know it? A grown man thinking they're it, to dump their bit on the side with a few lousy rhymes, you utter piece of turd. So this is my poem, and I'm sorry to be blunt, but I really think you are a complete and utter idiot. And just as a final parting shot, before forever I am gone, I have to tell you, you're getting your comeuppance live on Radio 1.
Yes! God, I love it when we do that. Thank you, Natasha.
Scott Mills, National.
National.
Radio 1.